I think my most memorable English learning experience when I did my internship in America. It's a great experience because everybody around you speak English, so you must speak English in order to communicate with them. But originally my English is not that good, and my A-level English subject only get taught. So my English is not that good, but I also try to be speak, yeah, in America. It's a great experience because people are really different from you. So, and I learned the culture different from Hong Kong and you in United States. So I also meet lots of good friends there, so I think it's the best experience I have got. The second one is enough.
Just tell me the most memorable English reading experience.
I think I don't have because I don't need to have some reading test, only the A level. But I think it's not memorable. Yeah.
So even though it might not be memorable, but when you study China business, do you have to read a lot of business cases?
Yeah, just for my assignment or report. But I think it's okay for me.
So how about look at the little poster here, because we have put together all kinds of reading materials. You know, we have novels, magazines, and just newspapers. Have you ever read any of these here?
Yes, I read Times, Vogue, National Geographic.
Which one do you like the most?
I like Vogue.
You like Vogue? Yeah. So why do you like Vogue?
Because it provides more professional news or articles for you to read, so you can catch up the fashion.
So other than reading Vogue, do you read any fashion articles online in English?
Yeah, Time.
Time?
Yeah.
What do they usually tell you about fashion? Do you have any like remarkable fashion articles that you remember?
I like to read some psychology or philosophic reading so that you can understand human more. Yeah, I like to read these kinds of reading.
Oh, that's interesting. Where do you find the articles?
Just from the website.
Right.
Yeah, I browse through the website, and then if I see the article is interesting, then click inside and then read it.
Do you remember the name of the website?
Something about living, how to cope with different people, and your personality, similar.
So if I just Google these keywords, you know, in the search engine, then like you'll be able to reach it, right?
Yeah.